It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG,
yes.
Last year, the Sydney Kings, we were with them from the get-go.
Very accessible.
Very accessible. Bogues was in here all the time. Gazy was in here all the time. We rode it all the way to the final.
We did.
Where they got done.
Unfortunately.
And I'm not saying it was Andrew Gaze's fault.
I am.
Without him this year, I'm very excited.
Because I'm happy he wouldn't say if he's in the room.
Absolutely. Well, no, I'm the bravest man in the world when they're not here. But we are very excited to welcome the new coach of the Sydney Kings into the studio for the first and hopefully not the last time, Will Weaver. Welcome to the show.
Boys, that's a hell of an intro. Yeah. Well, glad to be here.
We haven't stopped there because with all our special new guests, we actually give them a song to go with their name. So
brilliant. What do we got?
I believe I can get you through the night.
I bet you've never heard that before, Dreamweaver.
I'm seeing Kudos Arena. I'm seeing me in my nicest suit, and I'm seeing that never happened.
That is, a coach should have walk-on music. We're going to speak to the powers that be at Kudos Bank Arena about sorting that out. Welcome,
yes,
first of all, to Sydney. This is the show you need to be involved in if you want to really...
It's my first one, so I'm happy to be here.
How have you settled into Sydney?
Good. Been here for all of about 30 hours.
Wow.
So well and truly feel a part of things, and lots of work to do, so... Met with the staff, worked out with some of our players earlier today, and couldn't be more excited to call this place home.
When have you been here before?
One of my favorite cities. Obviously, moving from New York and the Brooklyn Nets and a place that I liked a lot, Sydney is one of the few places that my family and I could imagine doing that for.
So. Okay, tell us the Will Weaver story, and where you came from. Born to where you are today in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'll do 15.
Okay.
Austin, Texas, born and raised, University of Texas education, and worked there, part of their basketball program for a few years with some notable pros. Mm. Some of Bogues' teammates, KD and I, came in the first year together. So that was a great experience. Coached in college for a few years, then joined on with the Philadelphia 76ers. Overlapped with Brett Brown, former head coach of the Boomers, and that's what led to my relationship with current Boomers head coach Andre Lemonis. Been a part of that program for the last 5 years. Best sporting environment I've ever been involved with. Care deeply about what that program represents and being the only foreigner that's been involved with that program over the past few years. So excited now to make our home in Sydney and join a league that's obviously grown in terms of its profile on the world stage and the quality of play that's gone on.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. We're going to get to the Sydney Kings and their chances heading into next season, the signings, the returning players and all the rest of it. But from an NBA perspective, what is the perception of Australian players and Australian basketball in the NBA?
A lot of the questions that you get are related, obviously, to the top-end guys, right? The guys that are either back in the NBL after playing high-level Europe or playing in the NBA for a period of time. Or the young guys, the guys that are obviously, have a chance to matriculate into the NBA environment. But I think particularly after the last Olympics, where obviously coming up a point short of winning a medal, the style that those guys played with and the degree to which they kind of made their mark on that tournament, coinciding with the popularity of the league and the preseason games and some of the back and forth roster-wise, all those things I think have given the NBL a really positive foothold in the American market, and I think you'll only see more and more back and forth between the two leagues as time goes on.
Well, this league was pumping in the mid-90s. We had an abundance of imports, Dwayne McLean and Kenny McLarry, and plus the homegrown players that were a perfect mix, and the Kingdom was packed out every night. Then we went through a bit of a transitional stage, 2000, 2010, and then all of a sudden the internet was... Well, social media was spawned, and all of a sudden Australia seemed to get a bit of a foothold in the American system and to a stage now where only, I think, Canada and France have more imports than Australia after America in the NBA, which something 20 years ago was unfathomable.
Yeah, it's special. I mean, I think that speaks to, obviously, the talent that's being cultivated here, but I think more than that, the sporting culture is second to none. Mm. And as a foreigner, I feel capable of commenting on the degree to which you know, kids growing up and playing football, you know, coming from a football state myself, I appreciate the Kenny Atkinson, my old boss in Brooklyn, used to talk about, like, football player, not a football player. Like, and there's something to that, right? There's a, yeah. a grit, there's a toughness that comes from that experience. And when you see our Aussie guys compete on a world stage in the NBA, you know, Joe Ingles isn't going to win many fistfights, but that's a tough man. Like, that's a dude you want on your team. You don't want to play against 100%. Him. And you just go down the line. So for me and bringing my family over here and getting the chance to – last year in Long Island, we had Mitch Creek as a part of our team and, a huge factor in us having a good season. And so for me to have a chance to coach – 8 Mitch Creeks, and a few imports as opposed to 8 imports and just a few Mitch Creeks is a pretty tantalizing opportunity.
The other side of the coin is the NBL's Next Stars program, which, I mean, for those that don't follow the NBA, there's a bloke by the name of Terrence Ferguson who was kind of the first graduate of that, who's just come off an outstanding season with the OK City Thunder. Brian Bowen, unfortunately, you won't get to coach him next year because he should be picked up in the NBA draft. But have you got your eyes on a few maybe University of Texas prospects who could come down here and suit up for the Kings next season?
Yeah, I think we'll be strategic in sort of cultivating those relationships writ large. But already you get feedback from NBA clubs and general managers that, maybe my relationship was competitive in some ways previously, but with this appointment, they reach out to myself and Chris Pongrass, our new CEO, who worked for the Memphis Grizzlies the past few years, and the response is just remarkable, and it makes sense, right? Like, come live on the beach in the sunshine, play next to Bogut. Life could be worse, right? But they just see again and again, like, what is going on down there? Like, how do these guys, why are they so ready when they get to the NBA? And I reckon the combination of mateship and toughness and team culture and the things that go on from a leading team's point of view, like, all that stuff combines and ends up creating a lot of really good homegrown talent. But you're right, I think the growth of the Next Stars is sort of a bellwether for the degree to which people are eager to LeVar Ball and the comments around his sons and the degree to which there's a real buzz around the NBL now.
Speaking of the main man, Andrew Bogut, when he first was, discussed as coming to the Kings, we all went, oh, man, that won't happen. Then we saw him actually, putting pen to paper, and then we thought, okay, well, he might play half the games through the year, and he might, just – basically we thought he's going to come here to retire.
Have a vacation.
Come back to retire.
Well,
and the opposite happened. The fact that he pounded the board so hardly and promoted the Kings so well just by his mere presence, and – not once did he say no to us here on the show.
No.
Not once did any of the Kings hierarchy put a media ban on him, which is totally accessible. Thus, we saw what we got. The MVP, now he's over trying to get his second ring with the Golden State Warriors.
Kicking ass.
And good luck to him, because good things come to those that spread good news.
Yeah, and I just... there's lots of reasons why I took this job and was excited to come here. And
he's the main one?
Yeah, hell yeah. in a tier unto himself.
Yes.
The weather could be like Melbourne, and I still would have said yes.
Oh, Adelaide.
Yeah, even worse. So I never get tired of talking about him. My experience working with him in the qualifications for Rio and being around that Olympic team with him immediately after him suffering an injury that absolutely should have knocked him out of availability for that tournament, and his dogged approach, his unselfish, thoughtful kind of way he went about saying, look, I might not get back, so you should plan accordingly, but I'm going to give it a go. Mm. And not only that, I'm going to end up being one of the best players in the tournament and really leading our team to the success that we had. So the chance to team up with him again is a pretty rare chance.
Now, as well as being the Sydney Kings' new head coach, you've got you're an assistant coach with the national side, the Boomers. We're about a little over 100 days away from the World Cup in China. Ben Simmons has just committed, which is huge. It's a huge boost. I mean, we had a strong team heading in before Ben committed, with Ben an all-star on board now. A genuine medal chance, you'd think, for the Boomers. Are you going to teach him a jump shot?
Yeah, probably not. Probably not my area of focus.
Good answer, Will. Good answer, mate.
I reckon Brett's been trying. Benny, it's just... he's so preternaturally gifted, right?
Oh,
you just see the young man do all the things he's done already, and it leaves you wanting more just because of how damn good he is. But you have to realize, like, just the age and the how relatively inexperienced he is, right? And just even coming from, okay, a year at LSU. And
well, I remember Magic Johnson never had a jump shot when he first started.
No kidding.
Like, really. And, you know, I think everyone who – I suppose he's copying it because he's so good. And we, you know, and the American press, for whatever reason, you know, obviously he's highlighted here because he's our main man over there, and we get a lot of press here, and all we read about is, oh, he hasn't got a jump shot, but – the triple doubles he keeps producing are pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, that's good.
That'll do, won't
it? We'll take a couple of those.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sure. It's like Charles Barkley said overnight about, you know, what's his name?
Joel Embiid.
He goes, yeah, Joel Embiid was giving it to me, and, you know, I'll give it back to him, but he never rings me when I praise him.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just...
Well, and to your earlier point, right, like Ben and Jonah, dads who star in the NBL, you know, adopt Australia as their home, obviously are a huge part of the basketball community here. And Bruce Bolden, obviously, big part of this city and basketball in this city. Mm. And so for those guys to be a part of our Boomers program and for them to, of course, put some runs on the board and help us, but even symbolically, just the degree to which the Boomers team is growing and evolving over time, I think is really exciting. You know, Thon Maker, right? Like we see a diversity of experience for all these guys in how they end up as a part of the Boomers. And you're not going to find a group easier to cheer for, in my view, than the group of guys.
Can't wait.
Yeah, another NBA season going with half a dozen Australians in playoffs and contributing prominently. From a Sydney Kings perspective, though, look, we farewelled my man, Jerome Randle, the handle, disappointingly, but one dynamic point guard leaves and another one comes straight back in, Casper Ware.
Wow, that's nice.
Massive signing for the team.
Truly. Somebody that I had something to do with in Philly for a year, and when obviously got the job, we started to go through the list of people we'd love to attract, and he was at the very top. So, for him to – the way he responded to our interest and the degree to which he was excited to get screens from Bogut rather than be screened by Bogut, you know, the recruiting got pretty easy, especially when you consider that he's a SoCal – you know, he's a Los Angeles native, and he's watched the same things go on with this program, ownership, Bogue signing on, the quality veteran sort of group you have in Kevin Lish and Brad Newley and some of these guys that, that we've signed back and are a big part of what we're doing. And so it was an easy sell, frankly, and I'm glad for it because he'll help us.
Where are the Weavers going to settle in Sydney? How old are your kids?
I have a seven-month-old.
Oh, that's it? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wherever you can, then.
You got a guest house?
Yeah, I have. I've got a pool house.
All right, easy. Yeah, the pool's good for me, maybe.
Yeah. Have you looked at accommodation?
No.
In any areas?
No. Trying to sign some players and hire some coaches.
And like every American, every import, especially basketball, has got to have their own rugby league team.
Yeah.
Who's your team in?
The Panthers. Oh, yeah. Naturally. Yeah. No, naturally.
Wow.
Naturally.
Man. Stay.
Liam,
you're out.
You're a disgrace.
Will's taking your job.
You are absolutely shameless.
I just have an eye for talent.
See, like,
I just see what's on the board.
Oh, wow. Absolutely shameless.
What a knowledgeable man.
I'm glad there's a desk between us.
I'm going to pull back the curtain for a moment because on there, MG was literally banging on about his junior basketball days to Will, telling him how if it wasn't for rugby league, he would have gone down the basketball path, and who knows?
You're full of shit. No, I was. I play for Blacktown City as a power forward, Will. Yeah. So if you ever need someone to go up against Bogues at training, I'm your man, buddy.
Don't let fear hold you back.
Exactly.
Come on over, man.
Will Weaver, the new head coach of the Sydney Kings, thank you for giving us some time coming in and being part of the Rush Hour. We can't wait to speak to you more once the season gets underway proper. We'd love to speak to you again ahead of the World Cup because this is, for the men's basketball team, the Boomers, this is a genuine shot at a medal at a major championship, which is something that we've never done before. So it's a very exciting proposition. We're 100 days out from that. Will Weaver, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Absolute gentleman.